Our reading this morning is from Psalm 150, and we will, in essence, read this together. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament.
Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his surpassing greatness.
Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals.
Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel for this day is from Luke chapter 4. They were all amazed, and they kept saying to one another, "What kind of utterance is this? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And a report about him began to reach every place in the region. And after leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him about her. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Our hymns are just one way in which we can express our praise to God. I have seen in you other ways, your kindness and your service to those in need, your willingness to listen to people's stories, your ability to just greet people in a genuine way by saying, "Welcome." Your interest in the lives of others and how their lives can be made better because of the resources that you are able to share. Your generosity with the world. These are all ways in which we give thanks and praise to God. We are not limited to one way. But each one of those ways holds on to what I said earlier, to this incredible trust in God, in spite of some of the crisis and the suffering that you have gone through, or are going through, or even will go through. Family life is not the same, is it? I'm not even sure if it was ever the same. As I get older, one of the things that happens to me is that the good old days become good. And I don't know if they were at the time. Maybe that happens at every generation. We were told, at least when I was growing up, that there will be a time in my life that I will be ending up taking care of my children and my parents at the same time. That still happens. We've added another dimension, I think, to that. At least it has changed a little bit. It's when you're getting older and you take care of your parents, your children, and your grandchildren at the same time. You have this multiple, generational thing going on, as well as the diversity. You look at within our own school district, Invergrove Heights here, or even in Eagan Apple Valley, but in Invergrove, the increase of people who are different than what I went to school with is growing every year. The north end of this North Dakota County is growing more and more into a different flavor. You go down the street now, and I don't think you can avoid seeing someone in some kind of a hooded garment that it fits their culture. The world is changing right here. Someone said in our conversation about global mission the other night, when they said, let's talk about what purpose did that serve us, and someone said, maybe we don't have to go overseas. It's right here. It's all right here. We have a growing Somali community right in Invergrove Heights, Latino community in Invergrove Heights. Here, right here. They are singing those songs that we sing occasionally. They're singing them all the time, giving praise to God. So we are learning, constantly learning how to give thanks to God, and in that process, constantly learning to trust God in all the changes of our life. Now, as I get older, the other thing that comes to mind is I'm a person who, and Linda will attest to this, I will do something for a while, then I have to move on to something else. Do they call that something, by the way? What do they call that? I don't know. Is that ADHD? No, whatever. I hope not. I will focus on something and say, yeah, this is really great, and then I'll turn to something, you know, 2 months down the line saying, well, yeah, that was great, but something else. I'm always constantly on the move. But here's the one thing I'm also learning about my life as I get older. I don't like to change. I like the things the same way they were. Don't change furniture on me. Don't change where we sit at the table. Don't change what we're recipe, you know. I like that familiarity. And I found out that there's a whole bunch of other people like me who are 12 and 13 years old. They don't like that either, right? And so they get angry when things begin to change and they're not given all the steps. And so what happens is that our life is constantly in flux, and that means that sometimes our trust in God is in flux. Where is God? Why God? All those things come pouring into us, and so it's hard to praise God sometimes in that sense of turmoil. But that's exactly where the psalm writers have led us all summer long, to cling to that trust in God in spite of what's happening. It sounds foolish, doesn't it? It sounds really almost naive, but this is where faith leads us. Ultimately, to say God is God, the one who creates and the one who sustains and the one who will be present now and in the end and in the future. And maybe that's what's happening when I get older too. And all you younger people, I'm sharing my old age now, is that you just finally say, I got to cling to that. I got to hold on to that. Because there's too much other stuff that I've experienced and will continue to experience that will be in flux. I got to just finally hold on to that. God is still God. And I praise God for not giving up on me, for not giving up on the world. And I praise God for giving me a second and a third and a fourth chance. And I praise God for just holding me close when I want to be so distant. And for God to be present when I feel alone. That's where praise comes from. Out of that trust that God is still God. So let's sing this next song.